Unit 2, Housework. Emma was a maid at the Renault family estate for over 10 years. She helped raise the children, cleaned the house, and occasionally made dinner for the family when the chef was away. She lived in a simple home not far down the road from the mansion that was not very glamorous, yet it was plenty for her. Emma dressed in plain clothing whenever she went out on the town in her free time and wore a white and black dress to work each morning. Over the years, Emma had developed weak knees, which hindered her from walking long distances. Despite this, she still boasted that she could outrun some of the neighborhood boys if they ever cared to challenge her. Emma chose to work for the Renaults because they had a very good reputation in their region. Mr. Renault was a famous actor who also wrote and directed screenplays, and his wife was an acclaimed writer of children's books. Throughout all her time working in their home, not once did she feel like they treated her as a member of a lower class. Rather, she always felt welcome and at home. Every once in a while, she was reprimanded for forgetting to get a chore done, but Miss Renault always explained herself in the gentlest manner so as not to offend Emma in the slightest. Oftentimes, even after being scolded, Mrs. Renault would flash Emma a wink, and tell her it really wasn't a big concern at all, and she had promised it put her in no danger of losing her employment with them. Emma had always been grateful for the care and hospitality the Renault family showed her. She truly felt respected working for them each day and felt proud to be a supporting member of their family. For Christmas, they would often wrap luxurious cakes and breads to give Emma as a gift. She felt terrible that she could not reciprocate the gesture as she was forced to whip up gifts in a hurry and without adequate funds to show them the same appreciation. Still, the Renaults were always appreciative of anything Emma gave to them. One year, she spent all month working on a lavish tablet that had a sketch of the Renaults family portrait on the front. She bordered the stone tablet with a hunter green frame and made sure it looked perfect before presenting it to them. She even presented it to them in a lavish bag filled with fluffy stuffing so as to hide the contents before they looked inside.